Welcome to another episode of HTL, the Here to Listen podcast. Today, I'm joined by award-winning singer-songwriter, Nuella Charles. If I want it, gotta know I'm worthy to be somebody to be loved. On her self-titled album, the Juno-nominated artist brings a mix of empowerment and vulnerability to the forefront, affirming the star she really is and inspiring others to step out of the shadows and into the spotlight while embracing who they really are. Please welcome to the show, Nuella Charles.
Hello. That was really nice.
Aw, it's true, you know? It's quite empowering, right?
Yeah, I have to tell myself that every day.
No, it's hard sometimes, right? Because you put out this work into the world and it's like, is it resonating with people? Is it just resonating with me? And you do really get vulnerable on this album.
Yeah, I tried. I think with every record I put out, I want it to actually say something and like have my own specific meaning, but have it be universal enough that others can take something from it as well and make it their own.
Yeah, what was that message that you wanted them to take from this record?
I mean, like every song is different, but it was just kind of like you're here, you're alive, like make it count for something, you know? Like make your one life count for something. However that it is you want to live it, chase after it, you know? Chase after those wild dreams and ambitions. Because you don't want to be 60 and be like, man, I wish. So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted people to take out of it.
Well, it's worked for you, right? Pursuing your dreams. And you start off the album with that song, Alive, which is a great track.
Thank you. If I'm still breathing, I must be alive. It kind of got to a point it being in the industry for so long that it's like, do I even like doing this? You know, is this even something that I want to continue doing? Because it's like 10 years is a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
Let alone like be in the music industry in Canada. And so when it came time to writing, it was like, how do I feel in this moment? Can people relate? But yeah, just kind of telling myself that you got this, you can keep going, or you can say, hey, I had a good run. Let me try something else. So yeah.
You can also take a break for a while, right? And I feel like I can relate to that, where even with this podcast, I haven't released an episode in a couple months and I just needed time to refocus on the direction that I wanted it to go. And I've been doing, you know, hosting and interviewing and producing for over a decade as well. And so it does, there's little lulls where you're like, do I really want to? Is this resonating? You know, but I find, and I don't know if you find this as well, that you always come back to it.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it's meant to be. And even if you try to push it away because of maybe rejection or because you feel like it's not resonating and you're like, am I really, you know, meant for this?
Yeah.
No matter what, you always get brought back to it somehow, right?
Yeah. I spent the last year on like a self-imposed sabbatical and it was my most profitable year ever because of like syncs and stuff and my music being placed in music or my music being placed in television and commercials. And it was just like, well, if that isn't a sign, you know, like maybe I just needed some rest and like that, like you said, recalibration and just like retuning my vision and what it is I want to put out there. But it was definitely like, you can still do this. Like your music means something out there and, you know, people are listening. So it was really encouraging. But the break was nice.
Sometimes you need that, you know, and that's how you build inspiration too, right? Your day-to-day life. And it's interesting because I actually heard you for the first time while on a plane from Toronto to Vancouver. They were playing it on the overhead before the flight. Yeah, before the flight went off. And I Shazammed it. I took up my phone and I Shazammed the song and it was worthy. which
Oh,
is
nice.
one of my favorites. I love
Oh.
that song. I'm like, this needs to be like on every radio channel. Like, it needs to be out there because, I mean, obviously the messaging is great, but like just the sonically, the sound, it's like ear candy.
Yeah.
I love that song Worthy, and that's how I discovered you. And it is resonating because I just heard little bits of it, right? Over
Yeah.
the loudspeaker, and I'm like, oh, this hits home.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's always random where like I'll get people in Walmart being like, I hear your song with like their phone up in the air. And I heard it once in Walmart myself, and I just kind of stood there. I was in the garden section. I was like, oh, this is my song. And then like an associate came up to me. They're like, do you need help with anything? I was like, no, it's my song. And he just kind of looked at me. He's like, okay, lady, everyone has a song. Like, it's fine.
He's probably just thinking, oh, this is like her favorite track, and she's hearing it.
Yeah.
All it's like, no, like I'm the one singing this.
Yeah.
Do
It was really funny.
you remember the first time that you heard your song on the radio?
The first time I remember when it went like uber like super nat national, and it was on the CBC, and it was I think like 2012 or 2013, and it was my first album, and I submitted it for like the CBC Searchlight competition, and they played Unfortunate Love, and I had a office job at the time. And my phone was blowing up, and I thought something happened. And I was like, oh my God, what's
Oh
going on?
no.
And everyone's just like, you're on the radio. He's talking about you on the radio. And I was like, what? And so it was super cool just like being able to hear it and have them talk about it. And I think that's kind of where everything started, kind of slowly happening, and people were paying attention. So that was really cool.
Yeah, it's resonating with people. And you said that you were doing an office job at the time when you first heard your song on the radio. What advice would you have for someone that's maybe trying to pursue their passions, but they're also working, you know, their day-to-day job and paying the bills, and you know, what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like work until you can make it work, until you can make your dream work. And I started off full-time working in offices to doing administration. And then as stuff started picking up and I needed to travel more, it's kind of hard to be like, hey boss, can I get a month off to go on tour? You know? And
Yeah.
so my first boss, he was like, sure, you know, like our summers were really slow. And so I took a lot of unpaid time off. And then when it came to like more like awards and conferences stuff, it was like, no, you kind of like you've used up all of your days. So I was like, okay, well, looks like I have to quit. So I ended up quitting that job. I think I was there for like 3 years. But then I transitioned into temporary work. So I worked with an office, and they had temporary placements whenever I needed it. If I was too busy with music, I would just like write those days off or whatever. So it was really great because I had income during the winter months if I wasn't doing anything. But then I also had that flexibility of really pursuing my dream. And I think that if you can find something like that that allows you to, you know, make money while you're not making any money doing music, is this really, really helpful. I loved it. You
Yeah.
know, it was that t period of time where I was so engaged in what I was doing and passionate that I was going to make it work. And I feel like I was a lot more, what's the word? Not pessimistic, optimistic. The opposite of what I am today. I was a lot more optimistic back then. It's like, it's gonna work, it's gonna work. And there was just that drive that, you know, I'll stay up until 2 in the morning filling out this grant application if that means I have the possibility of making an album. So it's you just got to do what you got to do, you know.
Why do you think that you're more pessimistic now?
I'm tired. And I think that was just part of like taking the break of like I got to a point where I felt I was just running like this hamster wheel, doing the same thing over and over again, like write songs, make a record, release it, try to promote it. No one's listening. Cool. Write more songs. And then everything's changed so much that I remember when I first started having songs on film and television, like that equated to sales on iTunes. Like I had one on like a VH1 show, and that night I sold like 1,200 singles, you know?
Wow.
But that doesn't happen anymore. It's like they'll go stream it, which is great. It's like that shift that I've watched happen throughout my own career is like, what do I have to do now? Nobody knows what we're doing. We're all just trying stuff, throwing it at the wall and see what sticks. So it's been a long journey. And yeah, I think I'm getting back to why I started in the first place. And like you said, like, even if we take a break, we somehow find our way
Yeah.
coming back to it. And when I started picking up my guitar, which I always have it out, but when I started picking it up and just like writing casually for nothing, just casually, something inspired me. I was like, oh, maybe now it's time to really start getting back into it, and seeing what happens without forcing anything,
Yeah.
which has been really nice.
100%. And do you ever feel like the cards are stacked against you a little bit being an independent artist?
I think so. I think I used to more so than I do now. And I think, again, that's with that industry shift. I think before it was like, man, you needed that label to help you get to the masses. But now there's such a shift where even the artists who are on major labels are leaving them to be independent artists because it's like the value isn't there as much as it was before. And if you can own your own rights to your music and still, you know, create your own online community. It's like, why am I giving away everything to get back nothing, in a
Yeah.
sense? There's still a need for the labels when you're looking at like those major artists who drop something and it's worldwide all at the same time. But I think for us, it's like we have that freedom and that creativity. Or there isn't someone saying, well, maybe you should try something else, or, you know, you're your own boss.
So let's go back a little bit. What was your childhood like growing up?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, we traveled a lot. I was born in Kenya, and then we lived in Switzerland up until I was just after kindergarten, so I think 6 years old. And then the family moved to Canada because the dream was to be cowboys. And so we lived on a cattle ranch for 7 years. And so,
Wow.
like, that whole time of like going from grade one to grade seven was like living on a ranch. We had horses, our own house. We had like chickens and pigs and sheep and rabbits and just everything. And then we had a whole, like, you just look out our backyard and it's like a valley, and like, just, it's like Yellowstone, you know, like a valley and just cows, just like, and just as far as you could see, just like green grass and trees. And it was awesome. It was, looking back, it's like, wow, I wish I could live there now. But it was so far removed from anything I do now. But there was always music in the house. My dad had an acoustic guitar. And it was just one of those things that I always saw, but never really did anything about it. But then when we moved to the Bahamas, so grade eight, we moved to the Bahamas because the ranch got sold. I really, it's a very vibrant culture, very musical, very, everything is like just, there's always music going on. And so that's where I picked up the guitar and started teaching myself and really learning how to write bad songs. And then like the MacBook came out, the little white one, you know, and started recording ourselves. And it was just fun to experiment. But that was my high school, was, you know, just teaching myself and learning and being like, wow, maybe I want to be a musician. Because before it was, I want to be a computer scientist.
Oh, really?
I really like tech, as you could, like I really like
Yeah.
that world, and it was fascinating. But yeah, I think the creative arts really spoke to me, and that's kind of where it started.
And do you have your own family now?
No, I'm super single.
Oh yeah, super single, same girl,
Super
same.
single. It's like I think the thought of having kids right now, I talked to my friends about it, and we're all kind of artists, and we're just like, I can never, like, and right now, as the economy is, like, we're never home. Like, it's hard to imagine. But you never know. You
You
never
never
know.
know. Yeah.
You just got to find the right person to support what you're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I have my own, like, my family.
Of
They call
course,
me
yeah.
enough. As it
Well, how would you describe your perfect person? Like, what kind of traits would they have?
Oh, I don't know. I always say I just want a manly man.
Yeah.
That because like it's funny because like I go out to the farm, so I'm at the farm most weekends, and I'm literally shoveling horse shit. So it's like that juxtaposition of like city girl, Noelle Charles at the Junos, traveling,
Yeah.
doing all this fabulous stuff, and then she's the one mucking out the stalls at the farm, being humbled real quick. Like there is no fanciness out there. Like they're
Hannah
like, oh, that's
Montana.
exactly. It's like grandparents are proud of what I do, but they're like, that's nice. And my uncle is the first, he's real quick to humble. He'd be like, okay, here's a shovel. Like,
Yeah.
it's a comeback from the Junos. Here's the fork. Go hay something. Like, yeah, it's great. Like, I love it. But someone who can take that,
Okay.
but I'm not worried about it. It'll come when it comes.
It will come when it comes, and we're looking for a
Yeah.
manly man who likes to travel.
Yeah, there you go. It can take some shit from me
Yeah.
and the
Oh, that's hilarious.
horses.
Well, we're putting the vibes out there.
Okay, thanks.
I'm ready for a professional hockey player.
Nice.
That's the vibe that I'm going for, you know?
Yeah, that'd be
So,
nice because then you can travel to all the games. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, do
that'd be
my own
really
thing. I'll
cool.
have my own show, you
Yeah.
know. We'll have kids at some point, him and
Yeah.
I, and we can take the kids on the road too.
Yeah. I love that.
We're manifesting that. And
Yeah.
you know, you talk about affirmations, or you know, you are in this on this album, you really do incorporate the affirmations into the songs and the interludes and all of that. And so is that something that you incorporate into your everyday life as well?
I think I used to, because I remember, when I was said like I was more optimistic back in the day. I
Yeah.
remember during that time, it was like anything that I was doing, like I was filling out a grant application or whatever, it's like in my mind, I already got the funds. This
Yeah.
was just a formality. Like I had that kind of sense of I guess it's confidence, but just like it's gonna happen. Like there's no way it's not gonna happen. And going through life like that, everything happened. It was like, wow, like all these things, all these awards, all these prizes, stuff that really helped me continue. And like the three Juno noms back to back, which was like crazy, that's just the mindset that I had. And then I think I just got either old or tired, and the cynicism kind of crept in. And I think it's also just like seeing your friends not accomplish the same thing, it's like it's hard sometimes because you're like, yeah, you want to celebrate the wins, but at the same time, you don't want to feel like you're rubbing it in people's faces. And it's just like, why is the industry so unfair? Like, and then you just get all these thoughts, and then that side of me kind of went away. And I realized that a couple of years ago, I was like, man, I'm not as optimistic or like it's already mine. Like I wasn't in that mindset. And so slowly getting back into it.
Keep up the affirmations, I think, and just continue to really push yourself. Maybe listen to this album again because you know it could be really you speaking to yourself because you really do have that star power. And hearing this album, I was like, why haven't I heard this before? Like, this is so good, you know? Like,
Thank
why isn't
you.
everyone talking about it? And I'm sure you felt the same when you released it and everything. So just keep up that momentum because clearly you have the talent, right?
Yeah. And I kind of like, 'cause I had a, it was, this was like, when I talk to myself about it, it's like, this is the best work I've done. I know that. My family knows that. My band, like, we all know that. I had like so much money behind it in terms of like marketing, and had like full team like here in England and France, like every just like everything was in place for this record. But I think it was just the timing was so off because it was the September as every like last September, so everything was slowly coming back, like not September 2022. And so stuff was slowly coming back open, but it's people were still hesitant. Tried to do like little private events for the album, but it was still like kind of hit and miss, you know, with press and stuff, and people like outlets were closing down, people were losing their jobs. Like it was just timing and everything. But at the same time, like I still listen to this record. Like
It's
I listened to
great.
it on the plane back like
It's
yesterday. Like it's so good. But yeah, I think it's now just continually to push it out. And like just because I released it a couple of years ago doesn't mean it's dead, you know? So it's just starting to really get back into promoting them and sharing the songs and what they mean and all that stuff. So hopefully that more people will be able to hear them.
This deserved even more attention than it did. And I feel like all the critics loved it, right? And everyone loved this album, including yourself. It's just like getting people to listen, right?
Which is hard when like people devour singles and like even not even the whole single, the sped up version of a song. It's like, is this what we're doing now? That's what it is.
Another song I love on the record is Awakening. This is an awakening. It's so good. It was like stuck in my head after I heard it a couple
Thank
of times.
you.
It was stuck in my head. You know, can you touch more on what that song's about?
Yeah, I think it's just like that inner, like, you know, I've been talking about just like going from being super optimistic to like kind of like the cynic, the old person in the room. It was kind of that, like letting my light shine again and like, you know, just realizing that I am the star, not in like a vain way, but like we all have this thing about us that is unique and important, and people should see that in us, and we should celebrate that in each other. And it was just that, like let that shine. Like nothing's gonna hold me down. And then just making it kind of like this anthem, because like being a woman in the industry is really hard. And then being like a black woman on top of it is like even harder. And so for me, it was like that little last bit was like nothing stronger than a woman. Really was just something that came out and was like, yeah, that's sick. Like, let's use that as like the ending mantra of it. But yeah, it was just my own little like, come on, you got this kind of vibe. So yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Have you already started on the next project?
I started writing a bit more with my producer, but nothing specific for the project. And I have like a bunch of voice memos that I was starting to sift through now and really just see what sticks out and see what direction I want to go in. But I don't know, it's hard.
It'll come to you. You don't want to force it, you know?
Exactly.
Is there something that most people don't know about you?
Ooh. I don't know. I think the whole farm thing is pretty like left of center. They're just like, what? And like my friends know, but they're like, they're always like, I can't imagine you like mucking out a stall or like being with these like, because my grandparents have two stallions that they imported from Germany, and so it's like, or like being around these massive horses, it's like, and I'm not terrified, you know, like a lot of people are scared of horses, and I'm just like, they're my babies, you know, so it's like just that's normal to me, but for some people, it's like, wow, it's crazy.
What's something that you would tell your younger self?
Probably that it's all worth it. Well, yeah, that you're gonna make it in a way that your definition of making it is gonna change through the years, but you're gonna get to a place where music is your income and music is your livelihood. And don't worry about the rest of the stuff. Just keep doing what you're doing because no one's gonna get it. But then everyone's gonna get it, and then you'll be fine. My big thing always was like people would ask for advice, and like, I'm like, who am I to give you advice? But the one thing I can tell you is don't stop. If you really wanna do this, you gotta keep going.
And that's great advice that can be applied to really anyone
Yeah.
in this situation, not just in the creative sphere. So thank you
Yeah.
for that. My final question, and I ask all my guests this, is if you had a movie or book made about your life, what would it be titled?
Oh, I don't know. I watch a lot of sci-fi, so it would have nothing to do with that. It'd be like me in space or something. My title. Probably like some old song, like Awakening or like something to do with like I'm still here, or still here, or just like the idea of persistence and keeping going and not quitting. Because I think that's, yeah, I think that's kind of the track that I'm on right now is, yeah, you're gonna keep going until you're gonna stop. And unless someone's gonna make me stop, it's not gonna happen anytime soon, you know? So, yeah, I think just that need to continue on. Continuation. No, that's dumb. I don't know, something in that vein.
That's a great title.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's been really nice getting to know you more and learning more about, your sound and what's next and your past and your future and all of that. It's been a really great time like chatting with you today. So thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Who knew that a random like airline song Shazam would lead us here.
Exactly. I'm so grateful for that. That Porter Airlines flight that was playing
Which is
worthy.
so random. I've never flown Porter in my life, and so I don't know who is in charge of like picking this music. But I'm grateful. Like, thank
Yeah.
you. I'm really lucky to be able to do this and
Yeah.
to have encounters with people like you who get it and make
Aw,
me feel like, oh, okay, I can keep going, you
you
know.
can. You
So,
will too.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.